Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
After decades of buying television studios, film studios, 21st Century Fox is looking to sell them off. The Murdoch family, which owns Fox, has courted buyers from Disney to Comcast as they reportedly try to shrink their empire to just three channels, Fox TV, Fox News, Fox Sports One. So let's bring in NPR's media correspondent, David Folkenflik. David, this seems like a big shift. You say could have big impact on television and film. Why is it such a big deal and why are they doing it?
Well, it's a big deal because the Murdochs and Fox has been such a big player for call it 30-some years, particularly in television, in film, in distribution. And it's a big deal because Disney, you know, if it's able to capitalize on this opportunity, would really be expanding. You've heard James and Lachlan Murdoch, the two sons of Rupert Murdoch, talk a lot about scale, how 21st Century Fox has great scale. And what they're really saying is they're big enough to compete. They can produce great things. They can get it distributed. They can find avenues in TV and streaming and television and film and the like. And they can compete. And what they're really saying is they're not sure they can. They're looking at the $6 to $8 billion a year Netflix is willing to spend on original content. Amazon right behind it with multi-billion-dollar budget. Apple looks like it's willing to enter the fray. They're looking around and saying, maybe we don't have this kind of scale. Maybe we can't really compete on this. Maybe we need to find a narrower future for success.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as you say, Disney appears to be on top for now. But this would, you know, make a huge company get even bigger. Talk about regulatory scrutiny, because separately we know the Justice Department is trying to prevent the AT&T Time Warner merger, saying it would harm consumers, weaken competition. Some people think it's just about forcing Time Warner to get rid of CNN, you know, that it's political. So can the Justice Department let this huge potential sale go through for more Trump-friendly, you know, Murdochs when it's hedging on the AT&T and Time Warner one?
You know, I think that's a really great question. AT&T and Time Warner is what's called a vertical integration. That is, it's a huge compression or consolidation of assets, but that they aren't really, by and large, in very direct competition at all. This would be what's called a horizontal integration. That is, people that have a lot of essentially competing parts getting together. You know, Disney would be consolidating things. The presumption is that Fox Broadcasting Network would not be part of this. You know, after all, Disney owns ABC Network. The presumption is that Fox News would not be part of this. Fox Business News would not be part of this. But Disney would get Fox's stake in Hulu and get a controlling interest in that streaming service that essentially competes in some ways with Netflix and Amazon and the like. Disney would not acquire Fox's local TV stations. It owns some of its own in major markets. But there would be a lot of consolidation in the television studio business. For example, Fox not only produces TV shows for its own broadcast network, but Fox Studios produces This Is Us, a big hit for NBC. It produces Modern Family for ABC, which was a big hit over the years. This would be definitely a consolidation. And I think that's something that one would have to question. Is bigger not better? Then why wouldn't this be a problem for regulators as well?
Well, there's that. I just want to turn to a story of sexual harassment, something that Fox has been dealing with Roger Ailes, Bill O'Reilly. But there's another story coming out. Time Magazine's Person of the Year came out today. It's The Silence Breakers, profiling many women who came out against powerful men. And this story has affected public radio, as we know. But most recently, with John Hockenberry, the former host of WNYC's The Takeaway, he has been accused. How do you think NYC has handled this case?
You know, I think we're still learning and figuring out how it's handled the case. They have had to cover it as a news station in the way that we have endeavored to cover it vigorously here, our own issues at NPR earlier. I think more revelations have been coming in recent days that don't reflect well in terms of transparency. You know, if to believe the CEO, Laura Walker, John Hockenberry was not removed for sexual harassment issues, although it seems as though there were numerous complaints about sexual harassment and other harassing behavior. You know, three women of color co-hosts who essentially now say that or at least two of them have publicly said they were driven off by Hockenberry, and a third under apparently some sort of strictures from saying anything at all publicly. I think there's going to be more concern and more disclosures that have to come out before we have confidence that we understand fully all that's happened there.
Okay. And by the way, just very briefly, we have about 30 seconds. Do you think anything that Fox is doing has anything to do with their huge settlements for sexual harassment charges?
Well, I think that if you look at the fact that Fox has paid probably over – Fox and Bill O'Reilly, its former star, have paid over $180 million, if my back-of-the-envelope calculations are correct, to settle a lot of these sexual harassment claims and related claims. That's been a big black eye that's interfered with a major business deal, a $15 billion takeover proposed in Britain. It slowed that down. I think right now they're looking for a way in which to give Lachlan Murdoch a chance to run a smaller Fox and maybe James Murdoch a chance to join Disney.
Oh, NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik, thank you.
You bet.